You know, last night, President Trump had his address to Congress, and it is now the longest address. He actually beat Bill Clinton now in length.
He started by saying, America is back.
America is back.
By the way, the applause you hear is coming from a little bit more than half of the room. Boy, he went on and on, too.
Sure, man. Yeah.
That went on for a while. But then when he got into specifics of what he's doing and how he's trying to do it, some of the Dems started holding up signs that said, that's a lie. And things like, you know, you're killing Medicaid and, you know, protect.
Yeah, they were ready.
They're ready with the signs, yeah.
I really enjoyed one woman who just brought a white erase board.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
She just wrote anytime something would change.
Pretty smart.
I thought that was pretty smart thinking.
I agree. You just sort of change your sign on the fly.
Yeah,
she did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was like, you know, protect Medicare and you're killing Social Security at one point. You know, and she just, anytime she thought he lied, she'd just hold up the sign and say, that's a lie.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
And the camera would go to her.
And you rarely see this, but someone was actually kicked out of the speech.
That was Al Green, a Democrat from Texas. And he heckled so much that the Speaker of the House said, get him out.
Yeah. He directed the Sergeant at Arms.
He did.
This was to remove the congressman.
I don't think I've ever seen that. Some walked out on their own.
Yeah.
You know, and that happened last night. Remember Nancy Pelosi a few years ago tore up his speech at the end of it because she gets a copy of the State of the Union at that point.
It's funny because you'd really just switch sides depending on who's the president at the time.
But this is as bad as it gets. I mean, he is so divisive. He is so polarizing.
But
there have been people that have booed Bill Clinton or Barack Obama or not stood. But this.
I mean, they went after Biden, though. I mean, you know, Taylor Greene had protest signs.
Yes,
and I mean,
this
is just how it is now. Anytime there's a joint anything in Congress.
Well, when Reagan used to speak, you didn't get that. I mean, you get cheering and, you know, and not cheering, like sitting with folded arms. But now, I guess it's just expected now.
It's like a WWE event.
That's what happens now. This is Al Green being taken out by the Sergeant at Arms.
Mr. Green, take your seat. Take your seat, sir. Take your seat. Find it that members continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum. The chair now directs the Sergeant at Arms to restore order. Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
I feel like that's one of those caught in the moment moves. Like today in the cafeteria when they're standing next to each other in line. Hey, Al.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Sorry.
Sorry about last night. I was, you know, I was feeling it.
I was all revved up. I had to kick you out. No hard feelings, you know.
Yeah, and much like our very own Biggie, Congressman Green uses a cane.
Nice move, too. On the way out, he waved it around a little bit.
I'm learning to do that.
I like that. You can use that cane in many ways, like, you know, bring me my food or get that over there.
You can find uses for it as an accessory.
Agreed.
Oh, absolutely.
He sure did. When he was kicked out by the Sergeant at Arms, he was very angry about that and waving at everything. What did anybody watch the whole speech last night? I did not.
No, I did not.
It started too late for me.
Way too late.
I wish they'd do it like the Oscars and give me like, you know, 7 Eastern and lead with like the big thing up front. You know how the Oscars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You should make it like that where you get a little something up front. I did see that he doubled down. I mean, Donald Trump said a lot of, you know, the same policies he's been saying. I have heard about something called this golden card where you can pay. Is it $5,000?
No,
it's more than that.
$5 million.
Yeah.
You pay $5 million.
It's like a green card, but better.
Golden.
It's golden.
That's right. You pay $5 million
and come on in
a golden card, and then you can come into the country. Which some people are saying, well, that just lets rich people into the country. And he says,
yeah, bingo.
That's right.
Exactly. Next.
Now you're paying attention.
He's like, let's let people in here who's going to spend a little money in here, you know, the really rich people who will invest in America. So he wants a gold card for them if you have $5 million. He doubled down on buying Greenland. Greenland has said, we are not for sale. He goes, Yeah, you really are. Yeah, you are. We're going to buy you. And getting back the Panama Canal. We're going to take that back, too. I'm not sure how that's going. And he also said Marco Rubio is spearheading that charge, so we'll know who to blame.
Marco's having a rough week.
I'd say he is.
Marco's having a rough week.
I'd say Marco was slinking into the sofa cushions in the Oval Office when they had the spat with Zelensky.
I think Marco at night now just sits on the edge of his bed like, I just wanted to be a little more popular politically.
Man, unbelievable. And so now, he had Chris Kelly type body language on the couch in the Oval Office.
And during the speech, the camera cut to a close up, an uncomfortable close up of Rubio's face. Now we know who to blame.
You know what's great is Trump gets to say all this stuff, and then he gets to send Marco all over the world to deal with it.
Yeah,
because it's like he's the one who has to fly over.
Yeah.
You know, after we've said all these horrible things about Canada,
you're right.
He's the one that has to fly to Canada this week and be like, hey, so what's up?
Right, exactly. I know.
Hey.
I know. Speaking of which, I saw there's an update on that story from Pat McAfee, who was at a wrestling event. And when it was in Canada, and when the U.S. national anthem was played, Canadians booed the national anthem, as is their pastime lately. And McAfee said, what a horrible country. I hate we have to do this event in this horrible country. You know, their fans booing our anthem. He's walked it back a little. He apologized.
Sorry, I was caught in the moment.
Sorry. I was caught in the moment. It's like Al Green versus Mike Johnson, caught in the moment. Although I did see at least one person said they don't fire him at ESPN for saying that. I don't believe they will.
No, God, he's the best for ESPN.
Yeah, he's the biggest name on ESPN.
You know, he cusses during his show, and they just let it fly on TV.
Oh, really? Yeah, on TV.
Yeah, they don't have, I mean, at least like the S word.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, he won't say anything if it gets too crazy.
Right.
But I've heard him say the S word when he's live on TV, and they just let it go.
On ESPN.
Yeah, but I think he's such a hot commodity.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at first they didn't want him.
Right.
And then they were like, well, we need
him. We have to.
Yeah.
Because he's like the name.
Right now, yeah.
And, he'll do the College Game Day stuff without a shirt on. And,
oh, yeah. I mean, he's the younger kids love him.
Love him.
Yeah,
love Pat McAfee.
And that's why he does the wrestling. He likes it. He's very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he's just that guy. So I think he gets a pass.
I was reading the article. Oh, it was from Keith Olbermann, who used to be on ESPN and clearly doesn't care for McAfee, and said he's a clown and you should never have hired him and you knew something like this would happen, so fire him. But I don't think ESPN's considering that, you know.
No, they'll look at Olbermann like, why do you think you have any say?
Yeah, well, he used to be their boss.
Yeah, how'd that turn out?
Yeah.
He used to be the boss.
I read the tea leaves, Olbermann.
Yeah, Olbermann's...
Oh, look who's talking.
Yeah, on the other side of that.
Yeah, now he's gone. They don't care about him.
Trump also said he would spend a lot of money on stopping drug use in America. He went into that in the speech last night. He had said that before on how much money we would wind up spending to stop drug use.
Because we're going
to
spend hundreds of millions of dollars advertising how bad drugs are so that kids don't use them, that they chew up your brain, they destroy your teeth, your skin, your everything.
That wasn't last night. That was in a different speech, but he talked about it again last night.
Are they going to bring back the fried egg commercial?
God almighty.
This is your brain?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to say, I really supported that.
Because drug use, I mean, when those commercials were on, nobody took drugs.
Exactly. Exactly.
And now look.
Exactly. Now we're all into it.
No one.
This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Is that the best anti-drug commercial ever made? If you don't remember it now, in the 80s, it was just a guy standing next to a hot oven who said, this is drugs, and he had an egg, and this is your brain on drugs, and suddenly the egg was frying.
That's not, to me, the best.
What's your favorite?
I'd put that third and
third.
Second. Yeah.
Yeah.
And second was one that I think they used to have a lot before you'd watch a movie like on VHS, which was a girl diving into an empty swimming pool.
Oh, I remember her.
That she was so high
that
she didn't know there was water. That has always stuck with me.
Yeah. That's a good one, Biggie.
Mm-hmm. Great commercial.
Yeah. Because I've been chasing that feeling since I saw it.
I want to be so high, I don't even know there's not water in the pool.
But I still have perfect form.
I think it has an unintended consequence effect here. People are like, cool.
So we got Fridays at 3. Yeah. Empty swimming pool at 2. Number one, Biggie?
Number one is Dad.
I learned it from you.
From watching you.
That was Dad in teenage son's room saying, "You're smoking weed. You're smoking. I found marijuana. Why do you do this?" And the son says, "I learned it by watching you."
It's yours?
No.
Your mother said she found it in your closet.
I don't know. One of the guys must have...
Must have what?
Look, Dad, it's not...
Where did you get it?
Dad,
answer me. Who taught you how to do this stuff?
You, all right? I learned it by watching you.
Parents who use drugs have children who use drugs.
I think...
Cut up to a close-up of Marco Rubio Kelly's face.
Oh, jeez.
And let me say this.
Freeze frame.
What? What?
I think as a child you see that and you're like, oh my God, that's terrible. Mm. What parents would use drugs? Not till you become a parent or reach the age of 40 do you understand, Dad. You know why I use drugs? You. You learned it from watching me, but I use them because of you.
That would be like the extended version, the full circle version.
Yeah.
Why do you think I use them? Because of you. Yeah.
Getting high gives me 5 minutes of peace in this life. I'm not at work, dealing with your mother, or dealing with you. Okay? Yeah, I do get high. Give me that.
I used to shoot hoops on the weekend, play a little ultimate frisbee with the boys.
Now I got you and your sister and your mother.
You don't understand how great your life is right now.
I got to run you to soccer practice 5 days a week.
Yeah.
I'm at the age I should be using drugs. You shouldn't use them. I should be using them.
You haven't earned the right to use drugs.
What do you get to be 40? Yeah. You're my age, then you can use some drugs. Yes, that's a good point. I just had, I don't know how this makes me feel. A P1 listener said, saw this video on TikTok. It reminded me of you. And I watched the video. It was like 3 minutes long. But it was a woman who said, I feel sorry for these men who gaslight themselves into thinking they're happy when really they're not. You know?
And I was like, gaslight themselves?
Yeah, it's like all these men are gaslighting themselves. All they want is sex and a home-cooked meal, and yet really what they do is go to work all day. Their wife never gives them sex. They never get a home-cooked meal. They deal with the kids, and they say, are you happy? Yes. They say they're happy. You're gaslighting yourself. You're not happy. That's what she kept saying over and over again. And I found it disheartening that the gentleman who sent it thought, I really thought of you when you I saw this.
Yeah, that's something.
That was like, why would you think of me?
We do.
It's like, you know, your wife never gives you sex. You never have a home-cooked meal. You deal with kids all day. You're high stress level at work. Then you come home. All you want is a little peace and quiet. The wife nags you all the time. And you pretend that this is a happy life.
This is fine. This is fine.
I don't know what you're referencing.
I shot back a retort and I said, oh, no. That might be some guys, but that's not this guy, okay? So the president is saying we're going to spend a lot of money on getting rid of drugs. There's one more commercial we have from that era when we did have a war on drugs in the 80s from Pee Wee Herman.
This is crack, rock cocaine. It isn't glamorous or cool or kid stuff. It's the most addictive kind of cocaine, and it can kill you. What's really bad is nobody knows how much it takes. So every time you use it, you risk dying. It isn't worth it. Look, everybody wants to be cool. But doing it with crack isn't just wrong. It could be dead wrong.
These are the greats. These are...
Was he doing the big shoe dance as he...
Was he
in the Pee-wee suit?
He's in a little bow tie and the Pee-wee suit. It's hard to take him seriously, you know, when he was doing that.
Yeah, but he did speak to a generation.
He's trying to connect with America's youth, just as the commercial with the dad and the son, they were trying to connect with America's youth.
Wait till you hear about fentanyl! You ain't seen nothing yet!
We got to get rid of this. We got to get rid of these drug problems. Exactly.
We shot a whole bank of these P.B. Herman anti-drug commercials. He was just arrested at a theater for masturbating in public.
Excuse me?
We have 12 of these.
Imagine the guy behind that. Like, we got all this in the can here. We got all this in the vault.
Do we still use them?
Nah, I don't know. He's down in
Tampa. Just erase him. Just erase all the tapes.
He touched himself in Tampa in an adult movie theater.
What?
That's right.
Well, I mean, at least the mugshot won't be terrifying.
Be word.